have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Yes, What a beautiful, beautiful song. Hey, guys. Thank you for joining us here on the podcast. It's so good to be with you today. This is your girl, Loretta Petite, and you have reached the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning Advice from Ministry to Marketplace. And we give God the praise. Hey, you know, it's four sisters by sisters, and we're glad that we have a place, a platform for you to share each and every week. And, of course, we want to give a shout-out to my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim. She's always keeping it real and keeping it full of love. Thank you so much, Sister Kim. We appreciate you more than you could ever know. Now, right now, we're going to go right into prayer. Right now, we're going to go right into prayer. We always invite Holy Spirit in to guide us and, of course, to insert words that may not have been on my page but should be in my heart for you today. The Holy Spirit helps me every step of the way, and I give God the praise for that. Let's pray. Father, we come now to thank you for today, for every opportunity to come before your throne of grace. We thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness, for your hand upon us. We ask right now for forgiveness from sin and transgression, that you would use me, O God, to speak a word to somebody who's standing in need of an answer, someone who's standing in need, O God, of a resolve, someone who's needing to be uplifted, to be encouraged, O God, to hold on just a little while longer, O God. We thank you for this platform on today, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you would get the glory, Father. That's our greatest goal. And, dear God, we thank you today for every sister that's tuned in now that shall check us out along the way. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hats off to all the guys, the fellas who's connected to the podcast as well. Again, this is the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. As I said, four sisters by sisters. Okay, I said four sisters by sisters, but you get the picture. That's the important point. And, of course, on this podcast, we talk about issues, challenges, also blessings and breakthroughs. It's the full gamut, because if it involves a sister, it involves us here at the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. And if you're hearing some thunder going on in the background, I know the phones are pretty good about keeping a lot of the extraneous noises out, but it is thundering quite hard where I am. And I am hailing from the wonderful city of New Orleans, the Crescent City. And, of course, you can reach out to me via email by sending that email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. It is always a pleasure and an honor to reach out or to be reached out to by my listeners. So thank you in advance, and know that you are welcome, welcome, welcome to do that. This month, we have been focusing on self-love. We know how to love our boyfriends. We know how to love our husbands. We know how to love our fiancés. Yeah, we know how to love our good, good girlfriends who stand in the gap for us. We know how to love our parents. You know, we know how to love, as we say, our favorite foods, our favorite things and all. But sometimes we fall a little bit short in knowing how to love ourselves. We tend to put ourselves on the back burner. We put our goals on hold. We take in other things and make other things priorities, like we don't finish our degree programs. Ouch. We don't finish climbing the climb of success because we got to a certain point. It felt good. It felt comfortable. We got locked in. Sometimes we don't exercise our gifts because others are going to feel unimportant or shaded, or they're going to feel some type of way, as we say. Know that we need to take care of us, our goals, our dreams, our aspirations, and we've got to take care of our needs, take care of our bodies, take care of our emotions. That means knowing how to keep things away that's going to disrupt us emotionally, knowing how to say no sometimes. Sometimes don't answer the door, don't answer the phone, because we may be a little fragile emotionally and we're working on our healing. We have to know how to protect our mind and We've got to know how to protect our heart. We have the gates that lead to our soul, the things we allow ourselves to hear, the things we allow ourselves to see, the things we allow ourselves to be a part of, kind of like an egg in water, you know. By osmosis, we pull this stuff in to our very soul. So we've got to learn self-love. And many of us are practicing self-love in a big way in certain areas, but we leave other areas uncovered and undone. But I do want to encourage you today to be mindful, to be mindful. We can't do everything all the time just right. But if we are mindful, we can know how to see and spot a problem that could be possibly brewing, right? Right on, right on. So today, as we talk about self-love, it's simply loving ourselves. Loving ourselves are more than words. It's more than a phrase. It means to actually do action. It means to put action into full effect. We've got to love ourselves. And when we think about loving others, let's look at this. We surprise them with unexpected items and things and trips and, you know, all types of events. We surprise them. Well, in loving ourselves, we can't surprise ourselves, but we can take ourselves on things that may not be just common in general, trips and so forth and so on. I was reading about a sister girl on Facebook who finally took herself out to dinner. I applauded her. She doesn't know how much I was shouting on this end because I had to learn that lesson a long time ago. I can't always wait until someone's ready to do what I want to do. They may not want to ever do what I want to do. I cannot wait until someone comes along and say, well, let me, you know, treat you like a lady. I have to learn to treat myself like a lady. I've got to learn how to take myself out and to do wonderful things for myself. So when we're loving others, we take them out. We give them unexpected blessings. So give yourself one. It may not be something that you planned for. Just impromptu like. Give yourself an unexpected blessing. When we love on others, we hug them. Yeah, we kiss them. You know, different things like that. Hug on yourself. Just take a moment sometimes and just hug on yourself. Now, you may say, oh, that's elementary. That's crazy. No, it's not. Honey, take some time out to wind down from all of the hustle and the bustle. Chill out. Meditate on the fact that God made you who God made you and that he gave you a healthy mind, healthy body. He's giving you strength. He's giving you vision. Focus on and meditate on the fact that God has shown himself strong in your life. He's shown you what you could do. He's shown you what you're capable of. Meditate on that. Honor God with that meditation. And then take a moment to inhale and exhale slowly and feel your own self. Feel your own body. And then hug yourself. Hug yourself because you love yourself. And you're not going to put yourself in situations that could cause harm to you on purpose. You're not going to get yourself in jacked up situations that could cause a problem for you up the road, not on purpose, because we're going to do it anyway. Simply meaning we're going to mess up, not on purpose, but we're going to mess up because we're human. So don't put yourself in jams on purpose. When we love others, we empathize with them when they're dealing with issues, when they're going through, when they have heartache and when they have challenges and, you know, when doors are slammed in their faces, when they didn't get the job, when their loved one walked away or when they act awry. We empathize with them when their money is funny and their change is strange and they still have a whole lot of payments to make, when they maybe getting evicted or maybe when, you know, situations with other relationships have faltered. We empathize. So in loving ourselves, we must empathize with ourselves. We must care about the things that we're dealing with, care about ourselves enough to take time out to handle them, to take time out to deal with them, to care enough for ourselves. Sometimes, you know, we have to cry it out. I always say cry because, you know, I was a crybaby. But even aside from that, God has delivered me from that. But aside from that, we all cry from time to time. I believe we may not all own up to it. But, you know, the Bible says that weeping may endure for a night.
He says, but joy is going to come in the morning. So if God put it in the word that weeping is going to endure for a night, if he talks about weeping, then yes, we all probably weep. And then when he talks about the kind of wailing and prayer, well, should be weeping. There's so many things in life that's just so awful and ugly and dark. Yeah, we're weeping for the others who may not see the light yet. Yes. So inadvertently, when we empathize with what others are going through and loving them, let's learn to empathize with ourselves. So when we love others, we send them cards or we write nice love letters or friendship letters to them. When was the last time you wrote a letter to yourself? A letter to Loretta. Yes, write a letter to yourself and compliment yourself on all the great things you do. Yes, do that. And then tell yourself about the things that you don't do quite so well and how you're going to, you know, work those things and make them stronger or make them more effective or make them better. Write yourself a letter. Why? Because you love you. And you would love to get a letter from you that you can read over and over again. Times when it's gloomy, when you're in a lull, when situations seem lonely or they seem hard, you pull out that letter to yourself and read that, and you'll be reminded of all that God has put into you and all the things he has allowed you to experience and how good you are at some things, how awesome you are, and how you make a difference in the lives of others. Those things should be in that letter. Then when we love others, we cook their favorite meals. We bake their favorite goods, whether it's a cake, a muffin, a cupcake, whether it's, you know, baked good with goods that, you know, that may not be dessert, but things that they enjoy. Maybe it's a good meal. They like pastas, or that person that you love, maybe they love beans, or, you know, they love greens. They love soul food. They may love seafood. Whatever it is, because we love them, we tend to make their favorite foods. My aunt used to make for me, whenever I walked in the door and I said, oh, it smells good in here. And when she cooked it, she put that smile on her face. She had a certain smile. She was my great aunt, y'all, but she was like my other mother since I was 11. You know, my mother was an awesome woman in her own right. She fell to some things she had to deal with. And knowing that she was falling short, she handed me over to my great aunt. And I was happy to go, and my great aunt was happy to receive me. And if she wasn't happy, she sure acted happy. And she made a positive impact in my life. So when I would go home, I would say, well, what is that cooking in there? It smells good up in there. So she would have cooked a good meal, but she would have this special grin on her face. And when she had that special grin on her face, I know she had cooked my favorite dessert. She cooked it on the stove. She had cooked my favorite dessert. When she had that smile on her face, I knew in the kitchen she had some peach dumpling for me. Oh, my God. I've never tried it since her. No one else I've ever met makes it. I have not made it, but maybe once in my life. Not as good as hers, but I think I'm going to do it again real soon. One of my favorite dishes. And so when she had that little grin on her face, or even when I said I wasn't coming over that day, I said, I'm going to just go straight home. Do you need anything? And she'll say no. But she said, you don't want to come over? You might want to come over. When she said that, I knew there was peach dumplings in the kitchen. So I would, of course, change my plans and go over to my great aunt because I knew she had my favorite dessert on the stove. So that's what you do when you love people. And she always showed me that she loved me in so many ways. Oh, my God, I get teary just thinking about her. She was just an awesome, 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 awesome woman. Oh, my God. But anyway, so in loving myself, I got to get in the kitchen and do some things for myself. You know, I like brownies sometimes. I make a wonderful turtle cake. I even get orders for that. I'm going to deliver some of those orders real soon, too. So I like that, and so I make that for myself, you know. I'm a chicken lover, so I bake it, I stew it, I fry it, I cacciatore it. I do all of that because I'm a chicken lover, and I do that for myself. So that's what we have to do. When we love ourselves, we've got to take care of us. I turn on to YouTube, and I find a nice dancing video because I know I need to move. sitting around this house. COVID has put weight on most of us. I don't want to say all, because I see some skinny people walking around. I think that's awesome. But it has put some weight on me, just sitting around and chilling and, you know, taking my time at life. I am trying to work on things and fix things and write books and paint and do all those things, but all of that's sedentary. So I go, because I love me, I said, you know what, I don't feel like it, but I'm going to turn on this dance video or this exercise video. Now, this is one thing. I can't do a boring exercise video. That's not going to work. It's got to be something that's got some good music, something easy for me to watch. That way I'll know I participate. So I find something, some good dance moves, or they have some good music playing, some exercise. And it can't be, you know, heavy duty, because I don't do heavy duty. I don't do heavy duty. But I'll do, you know, what I can do. And I do that not because I feel like it, I promise you, but because I need to, and because I love me. I love me, and I know I need to. Exercise helps our circulatory system. Exercise helps everything in our body to circulate better. And some of us don't have the best circulatory system, but take where you are and keep it flowing. Wherever you are, keep it flowing. A lot of people have neuropathy at this point in life, okay? I'm not talking about our youngsters. They're good. They're good. But you start to develop things as you get older. Know that. So do take time to love you and exercise. So here's some things I want to call out to you. As I encourage you to love on you. Hey, don't forget, by the way, though, you can reach out to me by sending that email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. And the subject line, put podcast. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. You may want to get on the podcast. You may want to talk about your organization. You may want to talk about the books you've written. You may want to talk about the people that you serve. You know, I don't know what it is. You may want to talk about your rags to riches story. Or you may just want to talk about how you came over and out of a situation that was binding, that was keeping you in jail in some kind of way or oppressing you. Maybe you did just get out of a real prison, real jail, and you've turned into lease and you're doing something that's very impactful for the community. I want to talk to you. You can send again that email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Let's talk about how we take care of our spiritual selves. Let's talk about our singing songs of praise to God and worshiping God and loving on Him for who He is and who He has been in our lives. Let's talk about the importance of reading and knowing the Word of God and finding a scripture or scriptures, pulling those out and leaning and depending on those scriptures to get you out of your stuck place or your sick place or your hard place. Find those scriptures that focus on those things and read those scriptures into your atmosphere. Write them down. Tape them on your mirror, on the wall. Recite those every day. As one of my coffee sisters said, she writes out hers every day. Write them out. You know what they are, but write them out anyway. Write them out and read them. 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 I'm saying it over and over and again to get to you. You must understand, find these scriptures that you're leaning on, that you're depending on to get you through that situation. Write them out and read them. Tape them to your mirror. Tape them to your wall. See them. Keep your faith up high, because life has a way of throwing curveballs and will try and snatch away your faith piece by piece. But to keep your faith high, you want to talk to people who are people of faith. You want to pray through it. You want to sing through it. You want to worship and praise through it. That's going to help to keep your faith up. But more importantly, the Bible says faith comes by hearing the word of God. So get into your Bible and read that word out loud. Read it out loud, because now it goes into your hearing. It goes from your reading it with your mind, and you're calling it out as you're reading it, and it's going into your ears. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we must hear the word so faith can be increased. And if your songs, I know the meters, the old hymns of the church, they are scriptural songs, many of them, they will be your scriptures to music. Sing them. Yep. faith comes by hearing the word of God. Finally, these points. I always say and try to repeat some of these things because it is good content. It is good for the knowing. By the way, you're tuned into the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. In our final few minutes, I want to encourage you to stop comparing yourself to others. That's a real downer. When you find yourself comparing yourself to others and you mess up, that's a downer. That's a Debbie Dead downer. You don't want that. So don't compare yourself to others. When God created you, I don't think God said, oh, well, let me compare her to this model and make her a little lesser or make her a little bit, you know, better than everybody else. No, that's not okay. He didn't do that. What I know of God, I know he didn't do that. Stop comparing yourself to others. I know we're competitive. I know that sometimes we want to inch ahead just a little bit quicker than somebody else. We want to be the standout. I get all of that. But you're unique. Be authentic. That's what makes you beautiful, your authenticity. Secondly, stop giving the opinions of others so much credit. There is no one on this earth, no one, I promise you, not even the ones I love the most, my children. No one's opinions matter to me more than my own. No one's opinions matter to me more than my own. I listen to what you say. I pray about it. I think about it. But then at the end of the day, my opinion is what matters. Society will think good of you when you're doing good or when you have a lot of money or when you have a lot of assets. That same society will start to think bad of you should you lose it all, right? You can't, like my mother used to say, bless Helen Macklin Petit. Helen Macklin Petit. God bless her. Bless the day she was born. She's with the Lord now. But she used to always say, you cannot please all of the people all of the time. So as I got older, I decided it would be great to have people to love me, to have people to love me, to have people to support me. And then I started to think, but you know what? They only want the ones who's winning. Sometimes we're not going to be the ones winning. We're going to be on the side that just standing still on the sidelines. It's our turn to celebrate and to cheer everybody else on. But then it comes our turn again, and those same people may not be there to cheer you. So we have to understand that people will love you when you're up, and they'll walk away from you when you're down. Don't give their opinion so much credit. You have the knowledge of God to know right from wrong. And if you don't have wisdom, ask him. He'll give it to you, he says in his word. So let wisdom and knowledge connect, and you make the best decisions for you. And whatever decisions you make, to give you the strength and the confidence by them. But when you are wrong, be open to that and say, okay, I've gone too far to the left or too far to the right. You know, none of us are perfect, and we all are perfect. So, yes, when we're open to what people have to say, at the end of the day, look what you've heard, what you've seen. You need to make the best choice for your life. And the final thing I want to leave you with today is to allow yourself to make mistakes. Remember, again, we're not perfect. God created it that way. We are not perfect beings, right? And the older that we get, the more pressure sometimes we can be under. And we need to put ourselves back. We need to say, you know what? Yeah, we can't do it as quick as we did before, or we can't juggle 10 projects now anymore. Maybe we can only juggle 5. Whatever the case may be. Juggle it and juggle and do it effectively. If you can't effectively do 3, you're going to need to cut it down to 2. If you can't effectively juggle 2, just stay focused on the 1 and do a bang-up job. I mean, a job where everybody's head's going to turn and realize, yeah, you're the man. I mean, woman. You're the one. That's right, because you do what you do with excellence, with style, with precision. Yes, you do it with the spirit of excellence, right? So embrace who you are. Love yourself. It's time for me to go. I've enjoyed sharing with you today. This has been a wonderful, wonderful time. I love talking about this subject matter. Of course, next month is August. Our theme for the month of August is going to change. We're going to be talking about something just a little bit different.
So be sure that you are tuned in. Happy birthday to all of you celebrating. Happy anniversary to all of you celebrating as well. Now, remember, this is your life. Be your own reason to smile. You have been tuned into the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. So God be the glory. I'm excited about it. I'm glad I, too, am winning at life. How you love yourself and your friends and how you teach others to love you. We've been talking about self-love. Until next time, you take care now. Bye-bye.
Able to stand in the toughest winter.